Good afternoon, friends. This is Stephen White, conductor on the music staff of the Metropolitan Opera. Welcome to this week's Met Preview on WVTF Music. Well, here we are again, back in the beautiful and passionate world of Giacomo Puccini. Last week it was La Bohème that left us emotionally undone. This week we take a look at Madama Butterfly, a heartbreaking tale that is the very definition of a tearjerker. Puccini himself was moved to tears when he first encountered the tale of Cho-Cho-San, the young Japanese geisha, and her ill-fated love for an American naval officer. This was in the year 1900 at a performance of American playwright David Belasco's one-act play based on a short story by John Luther Long. Though he understood not a word of English, Puccini was so moved by the acting and the obvious poignancy and emotional power of the story that he immediately got his publisher to obtain the legal rights to create an opera. In composing Madama Butterfly, Puccini took great care to use authentic, or at least quasi-authentic, musical materials to evoke a Japanese feel and atmosphere. But when it came to depicting the nationality and attitude of Lieutenant Benjamin Franklin Pinkerton, he didn't beat around the bush. That was Richard Tucker singing the role of Pinkerton, who has rented a house on a hill overlooking Nagasaki. It is here that he's going to marry Cho-Cho-San, a 15-year-old geisha girl. He tells Sharpless, the American consul, a little bit about his outlook on life. A Yankee vagabond like me can drop anchor wherever he pleases, and I believe in living for the pleasures of the moment. This marriage arrangement is good as long as I want it, and I can drop it whenever I please. Sharpless warns him that his easy creed could end in heartbreak. After Cho-Cho-San arrives with a quaint entourage of relatives and local officials, she and Pinkerton do indeed get married. But soon the proceedings are interrupted by her uncle, the Bonds, her community's religious leader. he renounces her with menacing cruelty for embracing Christianity, leading all her friends and relatives to do the same. Cho-Cho-San is devastated, but she tells Pinkerton that she is happy and that he is now her light from heaven. Moved by her tender fragility and great beauty, Pinkerton is overcome with emotion and desire for her. Listen now as Leontine Price joins Richard Tucker in a love duet as rapturous as any ever written. They pour out their passion for each other beneath the twinkling stars as fireflies sparkle in the growing darkness. This is the Weekly Met Preview on WVTF Music. I'm Stephen White. Act 2 finds Cho-Cho-San waiting for Pinkerton to come back for her 3 years after he has left. Everyone, including her friend and maid Suzuki, tells her that she should give up hope. But in Un Bel Di, one of the most moving and powerful of all soprano arias, Cho-Cho-San declares that she'll never give up. She imagines him as he makes his way up the hill from the harbor. Who can that be? What will he say? I'll stay hidden as he calls me from a distance by the sweet names he used to use. All this will come to pass. With unshakable faith, I will wait for him. Here now is Maria Callas. Well, in the end, Pinkerton does come back, but not to stay. He has remarried and has brought along his new wife to try to persuade Cho-Cho-San to let them take her young son back to America. Yet he is so weak with regret and emotion that he can't even face Cho-Cho-San. He leaves it to his wife and Sharpless to break the news to her. Cho-Cho-San is thunderstruck once she fully comprehends the magnitude of what has happened. She agrees to give up her son, but only if Pinkerton himself will come to get him. Alone, she is about to seek refuge in suicide when, just as she raises the knife to her throat, Suzuki pushes her child into the room. Cho-Cho-san sings to him with unbearable pathos, "You who are descended from the throne of High Paradise, look well on your mother's face, that you may keep a faint memory of it. Farewell, my little love." With that, she blindfolds him and tells him to go play. She goes behind the screen, and as we hear the knife fall to the floor, Pinkerton calls her name from offstage. He comes rushing in, but alas, it's too late. Here, once again, is Leontine Price.
Non sapir la mare,
It may strike some folks as very hard to believe that the 1904 premiere of Madama Butterfly at the Teatro alla Scala in Milan was one of the great musical disasters in operatic history. But after a number of significant revisions by Puccini and his librettists, the opera soon became one of the most successful and beloved works of all time. Tomorrow's Metropolitan Opera broadcast will, no doubt, give ample opportunity for us to renew our love of this great work of art. The title role will be sung by the celebrated Albanian soprano Ermonelo Jaho. Roberto Aronica will sing the role of Lieutenant Pinkerton. Sharpless will be sung by Roberto Frontali, and Maria Zivcek will sing Suzuki. Marco Armagliato conducts. Be sure to tune in at 1 p.m. tomorrow right here on WVTF Music. And join me next week at this time as we take a brief look at Rossini's dazzling Semiramide. This is Stephen White reminding you that Virginia is for lovers of great opera.
Stephen White made his debut at the Metropolitan Opera in 2010 and has conducted a number of Met performances. He also continues a long-standing relationship with Opera Roanoke as principal guest conductor and will conduct two performances of La Bohème in Roanoke in April 2018.